Good morning, everybody. And we're starting with the subject of what can you wear, what can you not wear out on Shabbos. So as we know, we've been discussing all the denim of Erev and all the rest in Rosh Hashanah. It is also for a person to carry in Rosh Hashanah. It's also for a person to carry out to Rosh Hashanah or in from Rosh Hashanah. We talk about Beitzah, we talk about Havara. Beitzah is when you move it from one Rosh Hashanah to another. And Havara is when within the Rosh Hashanah you you carry it more than 4 hours. So that is clear to everybody that that is an Isur, the Araisa, to carry in Rosh Hashanah. Now we're going to learn what constitutes carrying. The Chazal gave us definitions and told us that something that you would wear in the normal way, rather I should say differently, something that you would take out to Rosh Hashanah in the normal way is considered carrying. If you take it out in a strange way, it's considered kila achaya, with the exception of clothing and jewelry. Those are the two exceptions to the rule. In other words, to take out an object, a spoon. You want to take a spoon from one place to another. The way to carry a spoon is to carry it in your hand. So if you take a spoon and you carry it in your hand from one place to another on Shabbos, that would be an Issur D'oraisa. If you stuck the spoon behind your ear, like some people keep a pen, that's not the normal place to carry a spoon. Therefore, that would not be an Issur D'oraisa. That's considered kila achaya. That's considered a backward, different motion. And therefore, it's only Asur Midrabanan, not Asur Midrashe. But when it comes to clothing, we will define clothing in a moment. Anything which is defined as clothing, as long as you wear it in the normal form of what's considered wearing, then that is considered bottle to the goof. It is something that is an extension of your body. It's a necessity part, the same way you can go out with your nose. You don't have to cut it off, nor do you have to cut off any of your toes. So you don't have to cut off any of your clothing. You can go out with your clothing. It's an extension of the body. And so too when it comes to jewelry, something which is made to enhance one's appearance or to make one's clothing look better, that will be jewelry. So clothing and jewelry, I mean, we'll discuss various individual cases because jewelry is not so partial, but we'll discuss it. But on the general rule, clothing and jewelry, if it fits into the categories of clothing and jewelry, then you may wear it out in the regular way. And there's not even a need to think about doing it in a kilahayad. All other items which are not clothing or not jewelry, so then, if you carry it out the way it's normally carried, then that would be an Issur D'oraisa. If you carry it out in a different way, it would be an Issur D'rabbanan. So, in Africa, if you had a bag of millis and you put it on your head and you walk down the street with it, you would say that's the normal way to carry. Therefore, one would be over on carrying a bag of millis on your head. But if you would do that in Eretz Yisrael, that's considered a kila achayad. That's considered a strange way of doing it. So, we'll see that the derech is also depending on where you are and when you are. So some things are carried in the hand, and some things are carried in the shoulder. If you carry a handbag, you have a handbag slung over your shoulder, you have a backpack that you put you hung onto your back. So just because you're not carrying it in your hand doesn't make it a strange way. That is its way to be carried during the week, so that becomes the Issur D'oraisa on Shabbos. If you would carry it in a strange way, then in a Hanami it would be considered as considered as kila achayad. Okay, so therefore let's give a couple of examples. To put something in your pocket is considered as an Issur carrying in the normal way. Therefore, if something was in your pocket, it would be an Issur D'oraisa, irrelevant what the item is. Pockets is a place to carry things. And even if it's not in your hand, that will be an Issur D'oraisa to carry something in your pocket. To put food in your mouth is considered an Issur. We'll discuss this a little bit further in a moment, but I'll just mention it now. To put food in your mouth is considered as the derech, is considered the normal way to carry things out on Shabbos, and therefore, to go into Rosh Hashanah with food in your mouth is considered an Issur D'oraisa. If you have a pin or a needle which you have put into your clothing, either you put it into your clothing in a way that's not also on Shabbos, or you put it there before Shabbos, this could be an Issur D'oraisa, obviously depending on the circumstance. If this pin is there to hold your clothing closed, then it would be mutter. If it's there as a tachshit, that it, as a like a brooch, so that would also be a heter. But if it's just that's the way you carry your pins around, you're a seamstress, and you keep lots of extra pins in your clothing. So now, for such a seamstress, this is how she walks around during the week, and everybody knows she's a seamstress. Now, on Shabbos, if she walks around like that, those pins are unnecessary for her clothing. Therefore, they're considered as carrying. To carry a load on your shoulder, the normal way to carry a load, there would also be asur midoraisa. If you have a string or a rubber band that you put around your wrist, as is very wont of my teenagers to do, they're always carrying an extra rubber band on their arms. So you see the whole week long, they're carrying a rubber band, and that would be the normal way to carry a gumiya, as they call it in this country, a rubber band for your hair or something like that. So that would be the normal way. Therefore, on Shabbos, you've got to take it off if you're going out to a place where there's no eruv. And another interesting one is for those who keep tissues pushed up their sleeve or under their bracelet or squeezed under their watch or something like that, even though there seems to be a strange way to do it, but since it is common, therefore it's considered as darko b'chol. That's the normal way you would carry it during the week. And therefore, if a person has such a tissue on themselves on Shabbos, they have to make sure to take it out before they go into a place without an eruv. And as we mentioned, there's also, if you have something on your head, like we said, someone carrying millis, or as we call it in Africa, otherwise known as maize or corn, if that was on your head, then if that's the normal, fine, then it would be asur. If it's not the normal, then it would be mutter. Not mutter, it would be derabana, not daraisa. So that would be things that would be asur daraisa. Whereas if you have something in your mouth which is not food, then that is not the normal way to carry it from place to place. You walk from one place to another with a spoon in your mouth. Although spoons go in the mouth, but that's not the way you carry spoons. And therefore, that would be a kilas chayad, would only be asur derabanan. Or if you have something on your head, if it were not to be in Africa and you're carrying a sack of maize, then it would be considered as a strange way of doing it. So that now I think we've understood that the isur daraisa is when you carry it out on Shabbos in a way that is normal to carry it during the week, and if it is not carried in the normal way, then it drops to an isur derabanan. What about clothing? Clothing, as long as you're attiring it in a form that is considered as wearing, then it is permissible. And a garment we must explain as the following. It is considered something that people wear. It comes to protect the body, or it is a need for the body. The body needs it somehow, or it comes to protect the body. So we'll see slight variations of this in a moment, exactly how to understand that. And obviously since it is considered as what is normal, so therefore the fashion of the times, and I don't mean the fashion of what takes place in Paris or in New York, but rather what takes place if you're in Ramat Beit Shemesh, is going to be the fashion of Ramat Beit Shemesh. In Johannesburg, is going to be the fashion of Johannesburg, the Jewish community in Johannesburg, that will set down the tone as to what's considered as garments and what's not considered as garments. So, good. And so let's discuss various discussions of this case. For example, to wear a coat draped over your shoulders without putting your hands in the sleeves. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa brings that since a lot of people wear clothing like that, then that is considered worn. I remember hearing from someone, I don't remember who, that a teacher of theirs used to tell them that you're not a washing line and you don't hang your clothing on yourself, you should wear it. But that's a certain form of dignity that's involved. But the fact is that many people wear it that way. There's a discussion when a man puts on tefillin. So if you're wearing a jacket for davening, your jacket's in the way. So what do? You take your hand out of that sleeve, then you've got your shirt sleeve. So your shirt sleeve, you can't exactly take it out because you unbutton your shirt and take half your shirt. Also, you roll the shirt sleeve up. So the common way for a man to put on tefillin would be he rolls up his sleeve after he's taken his sleeve out of that side of the jacket. And then when it's finished, so what do now? So if it's winter and it's cold, a lot of people will try to roll their sleeve down and put the jacket back on again. But if you go around, you see it's very, very common that people just drape the jacket over their shoulder and don't put the hand back into the sleeve. My father taught me that the correct way to behave is to put your hand back into the sleeve. And I looked into halacha, and it's not clear in halacha whether it's necessary mitam tefillin. Tefillin, we talk about it should be covered, should not be covered, tefillin should be exposed, tefillin should be covered. So maybe if you've got your jacket draped over your shoulders, this would also be covered. That's not a problem. What I did see that the more modern contemporary poskim discussed, that is this a way to stand during davening? You're in shul and you daven to Melech Malchei Amlochim, and one of the reasons why we wear a hat and jacket is because we're standing in front of the king. When you go to stand in front of the king, you dress accordingly. So he asked you to put tefillin on, so that is the correct way to come before the king in the jewelry, in the adornment that he's told us to wear is tefillin, but he doesn't want us to be a shlum. He wants us to be attired properly. And therefore, it's fitting that you put your hand back in the sleeve. So I saw this brought down, and the reason why I'm bringing it now is not because we're giving a shiur on hilchos tefillin, but I want to show that just because we say that you've got to put your hands in your sleeve because that's more dignified, and if your hands are not in the sleeve, it's not dignified, does that make it now that it's not derech levisha? No. Fact is, people do it. People wear their coats draped over their shoulders and don't put their sleeves in. Why? Obviously, they don't care about their own dignity. So, therefore, dignity is not a reason to say that something is not considered worn. Because fact is, people do it. We will see more on this on the other side in a moment, when we get to explain. But essentially, it says the Shmir Shabbos Kohasa, that if you are wearing a coat draped over your shoulders, since this is the normal way to wear it in certain circumstances by certain people, but it is common, therefore, it is not a problem, and you can wear a coat in a place without an eruv without putting your hands in the sleeve, because this is considered as wearing it the normal way. He brings as a footnote that if you were in a place that is a Rishus HaRav in Deoraisa, which is not so common, but were you to be there, he says, kedai not to do it, because we see very, very often that when it comes to wearing things or taking things with you outside, we're worried that a person might drop it and pick it up or take it off to show it to someone and then have it in their hands. And once it's in their hands, they'll continue walking without paying attention, and they'll end up carrying. This is going to be a theme that will run through this whole perek, is that we're always worried about what will happen if. When we're dealing with Rishus HaRav Deoraisa, we're always worried about what happens if. We have a discussion. The person's wearing a hat. Can you go out with a hat into Rishus HaRav? The person pointed out, what happens if there's wind? The wind will blow his hat off, and then he'll carry his hat in his hand. So the Taz says, well, which male Jew will walk around with a hat in his hand? He'd always put it back on his head, because he's not going to walk around without a yarmulke. But the nafkamina of that is that what happens if you have a hat and underneath it you have a yarmulke? So your hat blows off, and it's so windy, you might, by mistake, inadvertently, carry the hat, because you don't need to put it back in your head, you still have a yarmulke on. And therefore, it is brought down that if you were to be in a place which is a Rishus HaRav Deoraisa, you should not wear a hat and a yarmulke at the same time. So we'll see that this is a theme that will come up, and we're going to bring up Rishus HaRav Deoraisa quite often, that we're going to be more careful. But otherwise, the basic halacha is a coat that is hanging over your shoulders would be considered as permissible. Another thing that you can go wearing out is gloves, or there must be a name for it. I remember one of my sisters had one. It's a tube, a round tube, where you put both your hands in, one from each side, and the way of keeping your hands warm in the winter. If you didn't have gloves, you put your hands in a long tube at a wedding of a second cousin. I remember my sisters were bridesmaids, and they had a turquoise outfit. A muff, that's what we're called. Great, thank you. So if you have one of those things, then that essentially is mutter to wear on Shabbos, because it is a garment. It covers your hands, it looks after your hands, protects them from the elements, etc. One may go out with them on Shabbos. It is brought down that perhaps these items that are in your hand, you might take off. You want to shake someone's hand, you want to scratch yourself somewhere, and the glove or the muff gets in the way, and therefore you will remove the glove or take the hand out of the muff, scratch yourself, and the next thing you know is you carry on walking with one hand gloved and holding the second glove and the other hand ungloved, and then you end up carrying. So in order to avoid that problem, the possible thing that the correct way to do it is to attach your gloves to your sleeves with a string. That way, if you inadvertently took your hand out of the glove for whatever reason, so now the glove is going to be suspended from the end of your sleeve and just hang dangling there. So that is not the normal way to carry gloves. When you want to take gloves from one place to another, you either carry them in your hand or put them on your hand. But you don't tie them to your garments so that they can dangle and then carry them. So that is a kila ahayat. Not that it's mutter, but when we make gzeiros, you can't do this because of. So we only make gzeira if the resultant issur that we're trying to help you avoid is an issur daraisa. If the resultant issur is an issur darabonon, so then we don't make gzeira. End goes rinam gzeira l'gzeira. If the original is a darabonon, then you don't make gzeira on another on top of another gzeira. Therefore, if the problem is we're afraid that a person will take his gloves off and carry them, so then we can make a gzeira, don't wear gloves and trisoram. But if the problem is that if you take them off, they're now going to hang from your sleeve, and they're going to hang from your sleeve, and as a result, they're going to only be an issur rabbanon. So then we don't make the gzeira lechatchila. We don't make the original gzeira of not wearing it because you might come to take it off. So that's going to be a nafkamina. That's essentially going to say that wearing gloves and that and a mafos or whatever would be permissible. Preferably you should have it connected to your sleeve. Ear mask is another thing that is mutter, as we said, that protects the ears, and therefore once it's something that protects the body, then it's mutter to wear Shabbos, no problem. Whether there's an Erev or not, we can wear out ear mask and Shabbos. Now, what happens about wearing two layers of garments? So, as I used to say with my also when we learned this, that you can wear two socks. Everybody wears two socks. What's the kiddush of wearing two socks? You can wear two socks on the same foot. That's the kiddush. So you can wear two socks on the same foot, and you can wear two gloves on the same hand, and you can wear two shirts, and you can wear a coat on top of a shirt. You can always wear multiple layers. As long as the garment is worn in the normal way it's worn, a sock is worn on a foot, and you don't put a sock on your hand. Also, it should be in a way that it is considered as something that people would do. Wearing two pairs of socks, I haven't made much of a survey to find out whether people do it or not, but you can understand that in cold weather, that as long as your foot gets into your shoe, people will do that. They will wear two pairs of socks to keep themselves warm. And therefore, I guess here in Ramat Bechem, it's probably not so common because it's that cold, but in a cold place, and the person needs it, so bakasha, you can wear two pairs of socks, and Shabbos, that's not a problem. So we're going to say that anything which is double-layered, so to go out with two hats would be a problem, because you never ever see a person wearing a hat on top of a hat, or a hat on top of a cap, or a cap on top of a hat. That doesn't go. You have a hat on top of a yarmulke, that's normal. But a hat on top of a hat, that's not normal. So you can wear layers of garments, as long as it is considered normal to do such a thing. Even if the second pair that you're wearing, the second item, is not you yourself right now are not wearing at all for anything to do with you. For example, you're not cold, but your friend is. So you want to bring him a sweater. You can't carry the sweater to his house, so you put it on and you carry it to his house and take it off and give it to him. Or wear two sweaters and then you take off one of them. It's normal. The person's very cold, they can wear two sweaters. The fact that you're not cold, not interested, that doesn't take it out of being derech ravishon, and therefore you may wear it like that, even if your intention is purely not for yourself, it might be for something external, but nevertheless, it doesn't change it from the fact that it's considered as, doesn't change it from being something which is, normal to be worn. For those who wear a gatel for davening, they may wear that in Rosh Hashanah, even though you might have suspenders or a belt to hold your pants up, and therefore your gatel is not doing it to hold anything in place that wouldn't have been stayed in place without the gatel, because it has its own purpose. It's there as a inyan for tefillah, and therefore it has a purpose on its own, even if it's not there to hold up something else, and therefore one may, that's the normal way of those who wear a gatel, to wear it on top of their clothing, and even if it doesn't hold any clothing in place, that's not its purpose, and therefore it may be worn out of Shabbos. What about a talis? A talis is also something that you can wear out of Shabbos as long as you wear it in the normal way. That means you drape it over oneself, or you could even take the edges and put them over your shoulders, as is considered common the way people wear a talis. Once you wear the talis in the normal way, you can put your coat on top of your talis. It doesn't, even though in shul generally people wear their talis on top of the coat, but once the talis is worn, derech levisha, you can put it under the coat. You can go out to shul like that. What you cannot do is roll up the talis and make it into a scarf, because that's not how a talis is worn. However, in places where that is the way that it's worn, now I'm not going to discuss here those who wear scarf talisim. The scarf talisim are not talisim. A talis is something that covers roiv haguf. That is the minimum size for a talis, and if it doesn't have the minimum dimensions of covering roiv haguf, then it's not a talis, it's not chayav tzitzis. To make a bracha, this is a bracha of a talis. And if the tzitzis are not made out of wool, that also could be a bracha of a talis. So for those who unfortunately have been influenced by enlightened, so-called enlightened influence, and wear a prayer shawl, which is more like a shawl than a prayer, and it is of the wrong dimensions, made of the wrong material, they were to make a bracha on such a thing would be a bracha of a talis. But that's not what I'm discussing. That's a separate issue. But rather, apparently there were kahilas that a way they wore the talis, lapped up and observed the whole time like that, that they wore tefillah like that, but there was a time that they would wear it. It was common that they would wear the talis as gathered up around the neck and then coming down the front as two long pieces of cloth. In fact, I remember when I learned this Machabusa, he told me that he's seen certain temanim, they wear a talis on Friday night, and it was like an honorable way for them to come home. He'd see them and he'd come home from shul on Friday night, and see them come home with a shul nearby with their talis that way. That was the way they adorned themselves as part of the Shabbos attire. So in such, if that would be the case, if there are people that wear it like that, so then you should get within of a scarf, which is worn for adornment, and even though it's not there to protect the body, or it's not something which is aiding the body, but that is considered a normal form of clothing that is considered and worn, therefore it is part of a person's attire. And therefore, a talis like that would be fine, as well as obviously a scarf worn like that would also be fine to wear out on Shabbos. A snood, a mitbachat, a shetel, a headdress which a woman wears out on Shabbos, without getting to the discussion of what is considered kosher headdress or whatnot, but anything which her has been passed as kosher head covering may be worn out on Shabbos, and even with pins that are put inside to hold them in place, as long as they are there to hold the item in place, that is then permitted for her to go out with that headdress as well as the pins. If there are more pins than necessary, then she should remove the extra pins. Extra pins are superfluous. Now, I don't think you have to go cuckoo and say, well, I can go out with one pin, so therefore the second one is unnecessary. No. One on this side, one on that side, one on this side. Yeah, three, four, okay, fine. The question is, when you start getting 7, 8, 10, 15, then that's a little bit more someone who's perhaps OCD, and then you have to go ask a psychologist more than anything else. But or if the pins are put in for noise, then it's a separate story. If they're put in because that's the design of the headdress, should have a bunch of pins inside, then that is because that is tachshit, not clothing, but it's jewelry, therefore it would have its own header. But we're talking about if just extra pins were put in for no good reason, so then we should take all. You know, you always put an extra three pins inside because you're bound to have a kid come to you, mommy, may this fell out, or this fell out, can you have a spare pin? So you put the spare pin into your shaitel so you can pull one up and give it to the kid. There will be a problem going out with that on Shabbos with that extra pin. You only put in the amount of pins that are needed to hold the shaitel in place. A single girl can also go out with such a headdress. She wants to dress up and wear her mommy's shaitel. That's no problem with that. There's no problem with her going out with such a headdress on Shabbos, because once it becomes the headdress of a woman, then it doesn't make a difference whether she needs it or not, whether it's halachically necessary or not, because it's now become considered as regular wear, and the mela, a single girl, can put on a snood and go out on Shabbos or wear a shetel without a problem. The problem with a single girl is a separate issue. Like we said, this is going to be the theme that comes through the subject, is are we worried about taking it off? A woman who needs to cover her hair, so we're not worried that she'll ever take off her shetel and show it to her friend. Look at this new shetel I've got, look at the sticks, you can look at this, look at that. She's not going to do that because she doesn't want to uncover her hair. Same with a mitpachat, with a snood, a tich, or whatever it is, she's not going to take it off. A single girl might actually come to take it off because she's only wearing it for fun or for whatever reason, or to keep her ears warm, and now it's warm outside and she takes it off. So then we say that's the problem, that you should not wear this headdress outside of Shabbos. Not because it's awesome for her to carry it, but rather because we're afraid that she might come to take it off. Therefore, a man who would be wearing some sort of wig of some sorts, so depending on why he's wearing it, if he's wearing it because he's covering up a bald patch due to illness or age or whatever it is, but he's embarrassed to go without it, so for him it would also be mutter to wear such a headdress on Shabbos, because it's normal for men to wear such things, and second of all, we're not afraid that he'll come to take it off, because the whole reason he's wearing it is he's embarrassed to go without it, and therefore that embarrassment will make sure that he will make sure not to take it off and show his friend, look at the latest thing I have in my hair. I'm going to cut out in a minute, so just one more thing. We were talking about pins in the hair. So pins, serret, a band, strap, all sorts of things that are put into the hair to tie it up, that are there for the sake of either beautifying, adding adornment, or hold the hair in place, is permitted to go out with on Shabbos, as long as you don't use more than is necessary. But as we said above, so therefore, even if you don't have a